Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome, right from the press conference where Quentin Tarantino just presented Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to the Italian audience, with him to introduce the film, protagonist Leonardo DiCaprio with Margot Robbie. Listen to what Margot Robbie, playing Sharon Tate, has to say about the film. How does it feel to look at this series and films right now in 2019?
I think in some ways I'm very happy to be working in the era that I'm working in, and I feel like so many roles these days for females are so exciting and kind of groundbreaking, but it's not that that didn't exist back then. I think it was, maybe more shocking back then, but watching films from the 60s, 70s, 50s, there's still so many films I absolutely love, and I know Hollywood's changed a lot, especially in the time period that this film takes place, the shift between 65 and 69 kind of paved the way for the 70s and all the movies that came then. And I think Hollywood's going through a similar sort of shift, and content is again seeming groundbreaking and exciting. But I adore movies from that time period as much as I do now.
How did you approach that beautiful scene where Sharon goes to watch her own movie and enjoys it so much?
Well, I think on the day that we were shooting, Quentin told me a story about when a similar thing happened to him, and he went to the Bruin and True Romance was playing, and he, on a whim, kind of thought, well, I wrote the movie, can I go in for free? And it was such a sweet story, and I feel like with a lot of things in this film, there's little memories of Quentin's interwoven throughout, which makes it feel so much more intimate and special and specific. I, of course, wasn't around to remember L.A. in 1969, but Quentin was. And as soon as I read the script, I felt transported because I was reading from his point of view what it was like to be there at that time, which made it feel more real and special to me. What they were playing on the radio, what songs were around, what you would drive past in order of what you would see. That level of specificity is such a gift, and beyond that, there was little left to the imagination in just the creation of the world, because Quentin doesn't rely on digital and CGI. It really is all there in front of you, which I have to say, being on sets these days, it doesn't really happen anymore. I mean, it happens to an extent, yeah, but only for the, you know, maybe 3 meters in front of you. After that, everything's green screen and someone's going to fix it later. I can't tell you what a joy it was, not just to be in that scene in the movie theater and actually be at the Bruin and know that Quentin had a similar experience there, but to be in Hollywood in 1969, because it felt like I was in Hollywood in 1969 throughout this entire shoot, was one of the greatest joys of my career. I don't know if I'll ever walk onto a set and have that sort of, feel like I'm transported like that ever again.
Hey, we've been talking to Margot Robbie, among the protagonists of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with what Quentin Tarantino just presented to the Italian audience. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Facility Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.